Demonology by King James VI. Narrated by George Easton. The Preface. The fearful abounding at this time in this country, of these detestable slaws of the duel, the witches or enchanters, hath moved me, beloved reader, to dispatch in post, this following treatise of mine, not in any wise, as I protest, to serve for a shoe of my learning and engine, but onely, mood of conscience, to preach thereby, so far as I can, to resolute the doubting hearts of many, both that such assaults of Satan are most certainly practised, and that the instruments thereof merits most severely to be punished, against the damnable opinions of two principally in our age, whereof the one called Scot and Englishman, is not ashamed in public print to deny, that there can be such a thing as witchcraft, and so maintains the old, page 12, error of the Sadducees, in denying of spirits. The other called V.V.I.E.R.V.S., a German physician, sets out a public apology for all these craftsfolks, whereby, procuring for their impunity, he plainly berays himself to ha bane one of that profession. And for to make this treatise the more pleasant and facile, I ha put it in for me of a dialogue, which I ha divided into three books, the first speaking of magi in general, and necromancy in special. The second of sorcery and witchcraft, and the third, Kantianess a discourse of all these kinds of spirits, and spectres that appears in troubles persons, together with a conclusion of the wool work. My intention in this labor is only to pro two things, as I ha already said, the one, that such diulish arts ha bane and are. The other, what exact trial and sore punishment they merit, and therefore reason I, what kind of things are possible to be performed in these arts, and by what natural causes they may be, not that I touch every particular thing of the duel's power, for that were infinite, but one lie, to speak scholastically, since this cannot be spoken in our language, I reason upon genus lowing, page 13, species, and differentia to be comprehended therein. As for example, speaking of the power of magicians, in the first book and sixth chapter, I say, that they can suddenly cause be brought unto them all kinds of dainty dishes, by their familiar spirit, since as a TF he delights to steal, and as a spyrite, he can subtly and suddenly enough transport the same. Now vendor this genus may be comprehended all particulars, depending thereupon, such as the bringing wine out of a wall, as we ha heard off to ha bane practised, and such others, which particulars, are sufficiently proved by the reasons of the general. And such like in the second book of witchcraft and special, and fifth chap. I say in pro by diurus arguments, that witches can, by the power of their master, cure or cast on diseases, now by these same reasons, that pros their power by the duel of diseases and generally as Oswell prod their power in special, as of weakening the nature of some men, to make them venable for women, and making it to abound in others, more than the ordinary course of nature would permit. And such like in all other particular sicknesses, but one thing I will pray thee, page 14, to observe in all these places, where I reason upon the duel's power, which is the different ends and scopes, that God as the first cause, and the devil as his instrument and second cause shoots at in all these actions of the duel, as God's hangman. For where the duel's intention in them is you are to perish, either the soul or the body, or both of them, that he is so permitted to deal with, God by the contrary, draws you or out of that you'll glory to himself, either by the rack of the wicked in his justice, or by the trial of the patient, an amendment of the faithful, being wakened vp with that rod of correction. Howing thus declared unto thee then, my full intention in this treatise, thou wilt easily excuse, I doubt not, as well my pretermitting, to declare the whole particular rites and secrets of these lawful arts, as also their infinite and wonderful practices, as being neither of them pertinent to my purpose, the reason whereof, is joined in the hinder end of the first chapter of the third book, and who likes to be curious in these things, he may read, if he will hear of their practices. Bodin's Demonomini, collected with greater diligence, page 15, then written with judgment, together with their confessions, that ha bane at this time apprehend. If he would know what hath bane the opinion of the ancients, concerning their power, he shall see it well described by Hyperives, and Hemingives, two late Germain writers, besides innumerable other Niederic theologues, that writes large live upon that subject, and if he would know what are the particular rites, and curiosities of these black arts, which is both necessary and perilous, he will find it in the fourth book of Cornelius Agrippa, and in V.V.I.E.R.V.S., whom off I spack. and so wishing my pains in this treatise, beloved reader, to be effectual, in arming all them that reads the same, against these abovementioned errors, and recommending my goodwill to thy friendly acceptation, I bid thee heartily farewell. IMSRX. First Book. Argument. The Exhort of the Whole.